L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The news from the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. I expect the mayor to take the next few days to review the situation and find an appropriate path forward to ensure the people of New York City are being well served by their leaders, said the governor. Lawyers, says CNN, in the governor's office have started to look over the legal language of the removal authority. This is a source familiar with the situation telling CNN. The other two major figures to comment at this point in New York politics, the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, both have not committed one way or another. However, Mr. Schumer's statement is promising. No one is above the law, including the mayor of New York City. The charges are serious and the legal process should now play out speedily and fairly. Mr. Jeffries is less committed in his language. Jeffries said, Adams is, quote, entitled to the presumption of innocence, and a jury of the mayor's peers will now evaluate the charges in the indictment and ultimately render a determination. Richard, I come to you with the news that for the first time in its history, who knew this? A sitting New York mayor has been indicted, this time by the federal attorney for the District of Southern New York. A very serious list of charges having to turn on what appears to be bribery. The question I have immediately is, I recall a Supreme Court decision in these last years that was very upsetting to the status quo ante. My memory is that it was a governor of Virginia who was accused of being bribed by a contractor, something to do with house construction. And the Supreme Court reversed the decision of the courts, saying that it was not possible to connect the two events, the favor for the contractor and the building or the services for the governor. Do I remember that case correctly? And does it apply in this instance to the allegation that Mr. Adams has taken airplane tickets, hotel tickets, restaurant tickets from some players in the associated with the government of Turkey in exchange for certain favors in New York? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Look, the old McDonald case having to do with the governor of Virginia had a whole variety of situations. And essentially what the people came to him and gave him favors to his wife of one kind or another. What they sought out of these particular favors was access to people who had independent decision-making authority. And what he did as a governor was to sort of accommodate them in terms of giving them access, but did not give endorsements, did not, in effect, have anything to do with the final decision. And in many cases, the final decision went against the applicant who came there. And so what the Supreme Court said, this looks to us like ordinary handling, not like bribery or of some kind of situation. And given the many steps in there, it was a pretty credible case that you can do it. When you got done with it reading it, I know my reaction was, as I do this when I teach legal ethics, just the other day, in fact, teaching the course, I said, look, the two lines that you always want to worry about. One line is if, in fact, this thing gets into court, are you going to be able to win? But the other line is this kind of conduct going to get you into court where you may have to win? And it turns out that in the McDonald case, this governor should never have done those kinds of things. It's just asking for trouble. And winning a case that you should never have to try is a stupid thing. And so what he should have done was simply to have said no. But having said yes, I think it was very hard to find the conviction. And it was 9-0 in the Supreme Court, and it was a pretty growing opinion. And you know who the prosecutor was in that case, Mr. Overreach himself, Jack Smith. Now, this case is very different. What is so clear about the allegations is that they're downright boring. There's no exotic effort to try to expand the legal theory to cover a set of kind of cases that put you into unknown territory, which is what Smith specializes in. He did it with respect to McDonald, and he's trying to do it now with respect to Trump. The straightforward explanation in this case is you tell us where to pay the money, and we will pay the money. You tell us what to do, we'll give the favor. Then the question is, was there a quid pro quo? Now, on this point, it turns out the answer seems to be yes, but that's, I think, the point in which it's kind of, you'd want to see more explanation. What you did is you did favors to the Turkish government so that when it wanted to open up its embassies, you did not keep it shut down so a fire inspection could be done. Hardly the biggest kind of issue in the world, although obviously of great importance there. So the issue is whether or not our good friend Adams could spin out a story which sort of gets rid of the toast temporal connection between these parties. But the indictment was fairly carefully drawn. And so what it did is it didn't just say, here's this that was done and then that happened. There was also an effort to show the connection by the insertion of influence by the mayor on the particular decisions made by the fire chief and all the other relevant officials. And so looking at this particular indictment, but my attitude is, I don't know if it rises in terms of political importance to the things that they want to attribute to it, but I'd be very hard-pressed to say, knowing what I know now, that he's just going to win this thing in a walk. My guess is if he does go to trial, he will lose, given the nature of this prosecution. But I say that without having seen any of his public defenses. What he's done, quite sensibly, is to try to find a motivation as to why not to believe the government, namely because Adams crossed Biden when he said, you have to do more than you've done to help us with our immigration problem, which is a large problem caused by the inability of the federal government to keep people out in Texas and other points of entry. And so he's got motivation for animus, but one of the things to remember about animus arguments is what they do is they raise a suspicion, but they don't disprove anything. So, okay, now you got to look a little bit more closely at that, but my guess is when you are done looking, what you see in the indictment is probably going to stand. What Adams has to do in order to win this thing, not the public relations battle, but the case, is he has to show a credible explanation that all the decisions that were given by public officials were independent of any of his exertions or influence. And I think that's going to be very hard to do.
Richard, there is, in addition to the exchange of valuable airplane seats and hotels, there is the talk about straw donors.
Yes.
As I understand that means the money comes from someone associated with Turkey, likely, but they use an employee or a series of employees to reach the maximum limit to a campaign. Does that also rise to the level of this scale of attention?
Well, I think that's actually even more important in many ways. The claim is that what you did is, instead of giving a small gift and having other small people follow you, it turns out that you just manufactured a scheme to disguise the fact that it was a single source that was paying all of these things, which is a clear violation of the campaign laws. And there's campaign laws really matter when it comes to the question of limitations on how much you can contribute to a campaign. And that's been true since Buckley and Belayo was decided nearly 50 years ago. And so I treat that as a very, very serious allegation. The interesting thing about it is it's the kind of allegations where you will know the names and you should be able, in my judgment, to give pretty good evidence as to whether or not those straws were used or whether or not this was a legit transaction. And I think, in effect, the difficulty that Adams has, is that this is a very narrow, very straightforward theory, in which it turns out documentary evidence may well be sufficient to support the conviction, at which point he's going to be in trouble. Now, Ms. Hochul has got a different problem. Does she want to wait for the trial to run its course if she thinks that he has put himself into this kind of an impossible position and doesn't want him to be mayor while he has to fend off a set of charges against which he will ultimately lose? That's a very different kind of interpretation. And what's quite clear about this is that they are intellected in the following way. She now waits a little bit longer. Remember, she said, I'm giving him 3 days. And if she goes 3 days and she doesn't see anything that sounds like a substantive defense, then she's going to get rid of him. And who will protect New York City against the person who's going to take over is a very different kind of a proposition. This is the public advocate is not a politician in any way, shape, or form. He's a very hard left winger and so forth, utterly unfit to be mayor, in my judgment. She has no choice as to whom to put in there because the path of succession is surprise. And so the strongest argument for keeping him in is to keep that other fellow out.
There is also talk. These are major New York City political and major New York State political voices. I've mentioned Mr. Jeffries and Mr. Schumer. Mr. Cuomo, the former governor who resigned accused of sexual harassment, has been in the news recently testifying about his conduct during the pandemic. However, I note that the New York Times, using boldface type, mentioned that Cuomo is looking at the possibility of the sudden mayor's race, which is in 90 days of the mayor resigning. If that happens, is looking at running for mayor. That complicates everything, Richard, I believe, because this looks from the outside, and Mr. Adams is not pleased with these events. It looks like he's being removed for a stronger candidate.
Yes, as if Cuomo was that particular candidate. I mean, I always thought the lesser of the charges against him had to do with sexual harassment, his sort of engineering and lectioneering about the COVID vaccine and all of its implications and so forth, which got him a great deal of notoriety, was I thought, in fact, a much more dangerous exercise in political power, overstating the power of the vaccines and so forth. But I think, in fact, he's also damaged goods because of the other corruption, and people understand that. But this is the situation. I mean, he's damaged goods, but he's at least goods. People know who he is, what he stood for, what the good and the bad were. As best I can tell, if you were to take a list of the 10 or 11 people who are thinking of declaring themselves for candidates, there are probably 90% of the New Yorkers who haven't heard of 90% of these candidates. And by and large, a bad apple is an apple, and somebody who's a non-entity is nothing. And so it may well be that he could actually win this thing, which would set up a huge battle royal between the new mayor and the, shall we say, the old governor, who he had basically appointed as lieutenant governor, right? And then projected up to fame thereafter. I think she's very unpopular in the state now. I'm not sure it's all her own doing, but that is it. And I think Schumer, he's a survivor, and the same thing with Hakeem Jeffries. And what they're going to do is they're going to wait for this thing to play out and then jump. They get absolutely nothing in terms of political points by either supporting his retention or supporting his removal. And so they'll let other people take that on the grounds that getting involved in this on either side is a negative, for which there's no obvious positive. And my guess is that she will probably remove him, because my guess is also, again, that he will not come up with a substantive defense. He will continue to talk about the various motivations of the people who attack him, and that will not satisfy her.
Speaking with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, we turn to another matter, the vice president's campaign, speaking in Pittsburgh about proposals for manufacturing in America in the first term of a prospective vice president becoming president of the United States. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.